Time now to turn to matters rental. The South African Tenant Profile Network, their annual report was published at the end of 2020, showing that vacancies in South Africa's residential property market were more than double those recorded at the start of that year. The figures rose from 5 to 11%, but hopefully we are now starting to show first signs of improvement. Joining me on the line now is Rowan Alexandra. He's the director at Alexandra Swart Property. Rowan, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Esker. Good to be back.
I imagine, given the challenges we've had to contend with now that we're going through wave after wave of COVID-19, it was expected that the vacancy levels would increase. More than double, though, was quite worrying, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Africa, I don't think there was any industry that was unscathed, you know, going through this constant sort of COVID-19 waves and having some sort of effect on business. So the property industry was one of those that also went through those cycles. And the rental sector was that which was hardest hit. And we saw, especially in the price brackets below 3,000 Rand and above 25,000 Rand from a rental perspective, that those were the two markets that real entry level and the higher end, that's the two that we saw having the most vacancies during this period.
Were there any other additional factors, I suppose, more so than the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact it had on the economy? I know, for example, in Cape Town, there's almost an excess of stock available, rental property that is available for people to choose from now.
Yes, so there was definitely, we sort of put it down that there were three distinct causes. The three distinct factors that played a role in this current oversupply. So the first thing that happened was, that initial economic lockdown. So with the lockdown, the very first hard lockdown, there was a lot of job shedding, job insecurity, people's incomes were drastically affected. And just also the instability that was caused through that uncertainty, that caused a lot of tenants to give up their rental agreements when they were able to, after that first hard lockdown. We found a lot of people, who were possibly living together, giving up rental and moving in together, moving back to their folks or moving in with friends or family members in an attempt to make it cheaper. So that was the first thing that happened. That hard lockdown, we all know spilled over into economic factors, which spilled over into individual finance pressures. So that was the first factor. Then along with that, in areas where there were high, tourism values like Cape Town, which had a strong, if you look at the Atlantic seaboard, there was a very strong market for short-term rentals. So things like Airbnb and catering for the tourism market and even business travels. There were a lot of those properties on the market that were doing exceptionally well over the past number of years. Suddenly, that supply of tenants is stopped, and those owners have no choice but to put those properties into the long-term market, long-term rental pool. So that just further aggravated that market whereby, there was this whole section of rentals which was now simply dumped into the market, and that also put pressure on the rental market. And then thirdly, one of the biggest factors was the response that we saw to the COVID pandemic was the reduced interest rates. And that was one of the strongest responses that our market saw. And that caused a lot of people who were renting to actually have the opportunity for the first time to qualify for a home loan, which they previously couldn't get. To put it into perspective, going into the COVID lockdown, if you wanted to qualify for a million rand bond, you needed to earn around 30 to 35,000 rand a month. Currently, with the interest rates being as low as what they are, you could probably get away with a million rand bond around about 20,000 rand a month income. So that's a drastic, you know, sort of step towards property becoming more accessible to a larger part of the market. And a large part of that market was previously renting. I'll give you an example. This weekend, we launched a project in the Blue Downs area where rentals were typically between 5,000 and 6,000 rand a month. We are offering products to people at the price of about 700,000 rand. Now, people will be buying and becoming property owners at a lower value than what their current rental is. So we've sold about 27 properties over this past weekend. That's something which is unheard of in the normal market. But that just gives you an indicator as to how strong that move to reduce the interest rates, how strongly that affected the property market.
Are we seeing any signs of hope, Rowan? How are we know, for example, that is, I mean, I suppose that the unemployment rate did increase according to stats at say quarter four figures, which was somewhat anticipated, but at the same time we're seeing levels of activity as far as people being employed that were, you know, sort of last seen in March, April, I would imagine. So a lot of people who had lost their jobs have gained back their jobs, or at least there have been a shift in the numbers where now there are more people actually employed than there were at the beginning of the year last year. Are we starting to see people demanding more rental opportunities?
Yes, definitely. You know, I think if you look at those three driving factors, you know, each of them has a response. You know, what did we see government doing in the second wave? You know, there wasn't the hard lockdown that we had in the first wave. So in the second wave response, you know, right around the world, we've been seeing governments realizing that the economic sector also needs to be protected. So, you know, you have to ask the question, will we see a repeat of that first hard lockdown, you know, to the extent that we did in the first round, and I think we all understand that we probably won't. So that mitigates that risk, you know, and eliminates that driving factor. Then if we look at the short-term rental market dumping onto the long-term, you know, that risk always remains. But again, you know, as government responds the second time round, we saw that part of the industry was actually also encourage, you know, government is trying to find ways to encourage, whether it be people to travel locally or like the announcement was made last night that our international borders will start opening again. You know, I think that impact will be less going forward. And then thirdly, the interest rates, you know, while it's a very positive thing for potential property owners, you know, from the rental market perspective, it has affected the rental market quite severely. However, if landlords take the approach where they will discount the reduced cost to the tenant, we are finding that there's a high demand for rentals. So what do I mean by that? If they reduce their rentals appropriately, you know, as the cost of finance has been reduced, you find that rental market actually responds very positively. So how that could also be affected is if interest rates start climbing and the affordability of property, you know, starts becoming, you know, more onerous upon the purchaser, then we'll see even more shift back towards normality in that rental market. So yes, certainly, there's definitely signs of hope. And I think, you know, after last night's announcement of the country moving back to level one, and us trading through the second COVID wave, you know, with less disruption than the first, I think that must certainly install confidence in both tenants and property owners.
That's good to hear. Rob-